So when the year of 2004, I entered in Nepal, and we start our ministry, and we start to share gospel among the Nepalese people. So we share the people about Jesus and his love, and people accept our gospel in their open heart. They were very happy to hear about Jesus. And we also did some open gospel meetings. And then people, they start to accept Christ, and then they get baptized. Nepalese people and some Madhesi people group and Tharu people group. And same time, we feel that we need to do something for children. Those, they lost their parents, father or mother. So we start some children home, orphanage. Yeah. So this is our Nepalgan children's home. Yeah. So at present, we have 4 children's home in different part of Nepal, with 46 children, orphan children. Some are semi-orphan, some are orphan. And we start something for the village people, village children. Those are not getting proper education facilities, or these kids are not going to school. So just me and my wife, we try to make a bridge to go to school. So my wife is doing a free tuition center for poor children. Yeah, this is also village ministry among the Madhesi people group. They are totally unreached and unengaged people in Nepal. And this is relief work during some disaster time. And this is church among the Madhesi people. Let me tell you about Madhesi people group. Actually, as I said, they are Indian origin people. They live in Nepal, and they don't know about Jesus. They think they are original Hindu and not know to about anything else. So their heart is still closed for Jesus or for gospel. But praise God, God gave us an opportunity to start a church among the Madhesi people group. And this is gift distribution for poor and needy children in our church. And what we are doing in Nepal, so government recognize our work, and some local government, they honor us, what we are doing in Nepal. Now, we are going to show a video about children.
Sanjeev's father
His name
went
is
to India
Sanjeev.
Many years ago. Nobody knows where he is today. When Sanjeev was very young, his mother, along with 5 other women, went to collect fodder for the cattle. On their way back home, while crossing a river, a sudden flood came and swept her away. After 5 days, her lifeless body was recovered from the river. Young Sanjeev and his sister became orphans. He started to live with his uncle, and his sister went to a nearby town to work in a house.
I used to live with my uncle and work for him in his house and in his farm. In return, he would give me food.
But after a while, his uncle became paralyzed. Sanjeev had to find some other way for his survival. Since then, he would cut the firewoods from the jungle and sell them in the market for the daily bread. Meanwhile, one of his friends taught him to make basket with torn plastic packets. Since then, that was his occupation for survival, but these would not provide him enough. Empower Children Home in charge, Pastor Hari, heard his story and brought him to the home.
When I first met him, he was malnourished and had no proper clothes. I talked to his uncle and he agreed to send him with me to our home.
Since then, his life was changed. He is a happy boy now and studying in 7th grade.
If you want to know more about our ministry, so our brochure is in backside. You can grab one brochure or you can contact with Suraj so he can tell you more about our ministry. So thank you very much. My message sermon headline is, subject is Getting Out from Your Comfort Zone. So we all have a comfort zone and area that is our own private space and a space where no one is welcome. But God calling us to leave our comfort zone. Let's read a verse from John 11, verse 7. Book of John, the Gospel of John, 11, verse 7. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." Jesus, he was in Bethany and he was doing great work in Bethany. His ministry was very fruitful in that village. But when he get message from Martha and Mary, Jesus asked his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea." And then his disciples, they said, "Oh Jesus, we are doing..." So sorry. My Bible is very old. The disciples, they said, "We are very fine here. Our ministry is going very well. Why you want to go back Judea?" Few weeks ago, the Judea people, they want to kill you. They want to throw a stone on you. Why you want to go back? But Jesus, he asked his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea. If we will go back to Judea, something will happen. Great things will happen. When I was in very young age, I was in comfort zone. I was in family. My father, he was running a medical store, and we live in very comfortable situation. But I never know about Jesus. I born and brought up in a Christian family, but our family, I born in very nominal Christian family. So we never know what is Christianity, what is the mean of salvation, what is the meaning of newborn. So just I grew up and I got a good education, good food. We were very comfort, but the age of 16, God called me. He asked me to leave my comfort zone. I went to attend a convention, annual convention, and the God speak in my heart. He asked me, "I'm calling you, go and do great thing for me." But I was very young. I was not able to understand what God want to do through me. So just I consider with my pastor, and he said, "God is calling you. You have to do his ministry." So I was unknown. So I asked him, "How to do? What is the way? How I can enter in mission field? What God wants from me?" So he sent me a Bible college. He gave me an application form. I filled that application form and I post. Then after 2 months, I get calling letter from Bible college. So I was very happy. And I went to my father. I said, "Father, I'm planning to go Bible college." My father become very angry. He said, "No, first you have to continue your secular education, your bachelor program. Then only I will allow you for Bible college. Otherwise, you are not allowed to go Bible college." I feel very sorry, very sad. And then I said to my father, I replied to him, "Father, God is calling me. I must have to leave this house. I must have to went to Bible college. So then my father, he said, yeah, if you want, you can go. But I will not support you financially. So still I remember my father, he gave me only 300 Indian rupees. Only that much for 3 years. And I was in Bible college. I faced many problems during my Bible college. And one time I remember when I was in Bible college, and because of no money in my pocket, lack of money, my hair was grow up like this. And one day, one visiting teacher, he came to our Bible college, and just he looked at in my hair. He said, hey, why your hair is so long? You want to become a hippie? But you are, this is Bible college. You must have follow our rules. You have to cut your hair like army cut. So still I have army cut. So he said, you are not allowed to grow your hair like girls in our context. So I feel very bad. And then that Bible teacher, he speak 30 minutes only about dress up, haircut. And I feel so bad. I start crying in my heart. My tears come out from my eyes. And after this class, I went to a prayer tower. And I start to cry, Lord, I don't have any money. If I will have 20 rupees, I can cut my hair. So I start to pray. I don't know how long I pray, but I pray in spirit. I pray with knowledge. So almost 1.5 hours, I think, I pray. And then when I come back to our dining hall, so one family, they were roaming around this dining hall. And they call me, hello, brother, how are you? How do you do? So I say, yes, everything is going well. Then simply, I just say, okay, bye. Then they again call me, brother, come here. And they give me 20 rupees in my hand. Hallelujah. Yes. So just, I ran and I get permission from our dean. And I went out to market. I cut my hair with 5 rupees. I buy some pen. I buy one diary and one with that money. God is faithful for us. God, He loved me like a father. I was in comfort zone, but when I came out with 300 rupees, I faced so many problems, but finally I feel God's love. I feel that God is my father. He loved me very much. And I feel that as Psalm 37 verse 4 says, Book of Psalm 37 verse 4, it says, sorry. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. So I believe in this word, and from that day I start to pray, I start to claim according to this word. And till now, I never get any lacking in my life. God give me all things what I need in my life. So after finishing our Bible college, I went to mission field and we start our ministry in northern part of India. It's called Uttar Pradesh. So maybe some people, you know, the most of Hindu gods, god and goddesses, they born in Uttar Pradesh. So many pilgrims are there in Uttar Pradesh. So we start our ministry and we were very happy to start our ministry. So one day we went to a village called Uttrala. So we start our ministry. We was very happy. Oh, God is doing great thing. But immediately some people, they came out with big sticks and they tried to beat me. So they said, oh, you are the leader of this group. What you are doing here? Why you are preaching about the foreign religion? So little bit I feel scary. Then God gave me his boldness. And then I said to them, don't touch my body. Don't touch my tracts. Because I came from high authority. So they feel very amazed. And they ask me, show your authority later. So I said, why I have to show you? I came from high. And then they become very scary. And then say, okay. You can go back. So we came back from there. And some of our friends, they're bitten by these radical groups. So they also came and joined me. And then they say, oh, let's run away from here. Otherwise, they will beat us. They will kill us. So I said to them, no need to run. Let's pray. Let's thanks to God. Because today, God's give us an opportunity to get beaten for his name, for his kingdom. So just we thank God and then we open our eyes. And then what we saw, some villagers, they are coming. And they come to us and they ask us, what you are preaching? What is in your bag? Can you show us? Then we give them the tracts, gospel packets and Bible. And they become very happy to get message from God. Amen. And then God helped me to come in Nepal border. I came there and I start my ministry. I was with Assemblies of God Church as a youth pastor. So I start ministry. I was very happy. I was getting good salary, good room. And I was very happy, really. And that time only I met my wife, Rekha. So it was good time. And then again, God asked me to leave my comfort zone. So God put his burden in my heart for Nepal. Because I was very near to Nepal. And I met my wife, she's from Nepal. And when I met her, and then God put burden in my heart for Nepal. And we get married in year of 2005. And up just right after marriage, we entered in Nepal. When first time we entered in Nepal, it was emergency period. It was not very good, ideal time to start our ministry in Nepal. Maybe some people you know, that time was Maoist time. Maoist, a group, was asking for democracy and fighting with King of Nepal. So it was really very, very tough time for us. So we entered in Nepal, and first day when we entered with prayer in Nepal to start our ministry, and like 5 or 5:30 p.m., so we was walking on the street and we heard that something is happening somewhere. So finally we come to know that the Maoist and the Nepal army, they are fighting, bombing, and they are using rifles. So from this side of the road, the Maoist was there. The other part, there was army camp. And we was walking mid of the line. And then army, they ask us, lift your hand. So we lift our hands. Then they ask, run, otherwise we will kill you, shoot you. So simply we said, no, we are ordinary citizen. We are not a terrorist. We are not a Maoist. Don't kill us. But they ask, run. So one of my friend, he suggests me, don't run. Otherwise, they'll shoot in your leg or they will shoot you and then they will declare you are a Maoist. So nothing will take place after your death. So don't run. So simply just we walk almost 2 kilometers we walked, and that was really very cold time, cold season. But we sweat very much, and we came back to our hotel. We thank God, and anyhow, God used us to start His ministry in Nepal, and we entered in Nepal. And people, they accept Christ. We start a Bible school to teach new people how to start their ministry, how to enter the mission field. It was really great time. I was with an organization. So they also support me, help me to establish new churches. They give me good facilities. So really I was in good. I did, by the grace of God, we did a good ministry with that organization. And then, again, the time has come. So almost 12 years, we were in very comfort situation. Then time has come and God asked us to leave our comfort zone, start new ministry, start to reach out the people. God asked me to leave my office because I was sitting inside the office. I was doing the administration work. I was become a boss. But God asked me to leave my boss position, leave my comfort zone, leave my office, and again entered in the mission field. But it was not very comfortable for me because I was habitual to get all these facilities. I forget my past year. So again, I start pray. Again, we start pray with my family, with my team. And then finally, we came to this point. Yes, this is from God to leave this comfort zone. And we leave that organization. It was not easy for us. It was very hard time for us. Some people, they think maybe we have some conflict. Some people, they think maybe we have some problem. But there was not. There was God calling to do new ministry. Really, God is looking at us. If we are in comfort zone, so it's okay. But God wants to take us out to do more things through our life. He wants to do miracle. He wants to do great things through us when we leave our comfort zone. If still we want to leave our comfort zone, nothing will happen. Maybe we can leave our cheerful life, happy life, but so many people, so many Nepalese, so many Indians, still they are looking at you. They are looking to get some help. They are looking to get love from God. They don't know about real God. They don't know about Jesus. They don't know about His love. They don't know about eternity. Who will tell them about all these things? If still we will inside of our comfort zone. When we start our ministry in Nepal, so it was not very easy time. Just after 6 months, some Maoists, they come to my office with their gun. And then they ask me to stop all our ministry. And that was 4-hour argument, table talking. They just took their gun, put in my table, and then they asked, stop all this work. Otherwise, we will kill you. So my wife, she start crying. She start praying. Oh, today I'm going to lose my husband. Anyhow, God help us to settle all these things. After 4 hours, the Maoists, they said, okay, we don't want to talk anymore. Just feed us rice and dal, and we will say namaste, and we will go back. And we feed them rice and dal. They ate, and 10:30 p.m., they go back. And till today, they never come back. Finally, God asked me to leave my comfort zone from that organization. And we come out. And now, by the grace of God, we established 41 churches. 4 children home with 46 children. And 820 people get baptized during last 2 years. So we are looking forward. We have vision to plant 150 churches in next 4 years. This is not easy, but we can make it. Through your prayer, through your support, through together, we can make it. Alone, I can't do anything. But when we will together, we will pray for each other, we will support each other, we can make history. And this is the time to make history. This is time to save the people of Nepal. This is the time to save our Indian friends. This is the time to show Jesus' love to them. They are waiting, their eyes on you and me. God has not called you to be in safe place or very comfort place. Yes, you are maybe, but God is looking at you. God, when you will leave your comfort zone, God will hire your name. God will use you. God will use you to show Jesus' love to Gentiles. Yeah. Through our ability, we can't do anything. But as Matthew 19:26 says, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Maybe through our eyes we can see, oh, we can't do anything. This is very hard. We are in Australia. What I can do in Nepal? What I can do in India? What I can do in Southern Asia? But with God, everything is possible. Yes. Finally, I want to share something about my wife's testimony. Then I will conclude. My wife, she born and brought up a very radical Hindu family. And when she was in teenager, she accepted Christ. And then her father became very angry. Her father said to her, oh, you accept a foreign religion, cow-eater religion. You are not allowed anymore to live in my house. Get out from here. So she kicked out her from her house. And then she came to Indian-Nepal border. She started to live with her aunt. And then she gets some training. She starts to work in a clinic as a junior pharmacist. And I met her. I proposed her. But she refused my proposal. So after 6 months, again she accepted. my proposal. I said to her, if it is God's will, you will accept my proposal. So first time I proposed her, then never ever again I proposed her. Second time she proposed her. Oh, I accept your proposal. So after 4 years, we get married with prayer and we get married. Then she shows God loves to her brothers and sisters. So she have 2 brothers and 2 sisters. So she show God's love, and then her sister, she accept Christ. Then her brother, Suraj, is in backside. He also accept Christ. Not only accept Christ, but now he is involved in ministry. And one sister, she was communist. Always she used to say, oh, there is no God. But finally, one day, when her daughter was very sick, all the doctors, they said, she will die. No hope for her. But my wife, she start to pray for her in hospital. And then within 12 hours, that small baby, she start to smile. And then doctor said, oh, this is really a miracle. And throughout this incident, her sister, she also accept Christ. She said, yes, there is a God who cares us, who loves us. And through her, her entire family, except one of her brother, entire family, they accept Christ. When she left her comfort zone, her family gets saved. When we leave our comfort zone, God will do great things. Let's come out from your comfort zone. God is going to do great things through your life. God is going to use you. God is going to make you the showers of blessings. Thank you very much for hearing me. May God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Dave, for giving me this wonderful opportunity. And please keep pray for Nepal. Please pray for our ministry. Let's fill this gap together, and we can make a history in our period, in our time. May God bless you. Thank you.